This is the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about IRS Notice 2026-11. It is the IRS guidance that explains how to use the new permanent 100% bonus depreciation rules for property placed in service after January 19, 2025. Here is the background you need. In July 2025, Congress passed a major tax law. One of its biggest pieces was making bonus depreciation permanent at 100%. Bonus depreciation, in plain terms, means writing off a big portion of certain assets in year one instead of spreading the deduction over many years. At 100%, you write off the whole thing right away. That law moved fast. Property owners and their tax advisors needed answers quickly. Old regulations existed for bonus depreciation, but they were written under the old rules. Did they still apply? What dates controlled everything now? What if a project was partly done before January 19th and partly after? The IRS issued Notice 2026-11 on January 14th, 2026 to answer those questions. Here is what the notice says, in plain terms. You can keep using the existing bonus depreciation regulations. They still apply. The one thing you change is the date. Wherever the old rules referenced earlier phase-out dates, you substitute January 19th, 2025 as the new threshold. That is the date the new law kicks in. For property acquired and placed in service after that date, 100% bonus applies. The notice also covers elections. If you are in your first tax year ending after January 19, 2025, you can elect a lower rate. That election gives you 40% instead of 100%. For long production period property, the election allows 60%. These are options, not requirements. The default is still 100%. There is also guidance on component elections. This matters for self-constructed property. When a large building or improvement project spans the key date, different pieces might fall on different sides. Some components were acquired or built before January 19th. Others came after. The component election rules let you handle each piece according to when it was placed in service. That takes careful tracking, and a cost segregation study is the tool that creates that record. You can rely on Notice 2026-11 until the IRS issues proposed regulations, as long as you apply it consistently across all your qualified property. Now, why does this matter for your cost segregation study? A study takes your building apart piece by piece. It finds components that qualify for 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year depreciation. Once those components are in a shorter class, bonus depreciation applies. Notice 2026-11 is the IRS document that governs exactly how that bonus is calculated for property placed in service on or after January 20th, 2025. If your property was placed in service after that date, this notice is part of the legal foundation your study rests on. It bridges the old rules and the new law, so there is no gap and no guesswork. The IRS is clear that this is interim guidance. Proposed regulations will eventually replace it. But for now, Notice 2026-11 is the controlling document for how 100% bonus depreciation applies to your study. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this authority connects to your property, find it in the legal section of your report.